In the top it's page Ayin Ches. In the bottom it's 294 at the bottom. We're in the middle of the page. Where it says Vamosha, pretty much smack in the middle of the page, a little bit below it. Beginning of Perek Gimel, the Alter Rebbe is continuing with his speaking in Aleph and Beis, the way there's a power of Hashem in each creation, and if the power of Hashem would leave for a second, the world wouldn't be. So therefore, he's saying in Perek Gimel, based on what we explained until now, every intellectual person can understand that the real existence of the world is not the table, is not the chair, is not the ground, is the power of Hashem keeping in it. Because if the power of Hashem would leave, it wouldn't be. So therefore, what's the primary existence of the world is really Elokus. The only reason why we don't see that way is because we don't see it. But again, because Hashem, as he's going to explain, there's the whole concept of Tzimtzum, that Hashem hid himself in such a way that we don't see. But if we would be able to see like Tzadikim do, they would see clearly the way the whole world is really Batul Tel Hashem. And now he says the Moshul. The Moshul is then, the analogy of this is Er Hashem Eshamei Lo'oretz, the light of the sun that shines on the earth, will adorim unto the people that live on the earth. What is the ray of the sun? It's a ray and a light that manifests itself from the body of the sun. And it's seen to everybody. And it's shining on the earth. And in the atmosphere of the world. You know, every person sees clearly that the sunlight is shining down here. He said, it's self-understood. Yeshne gam kim beguf v'chem ekadir Hashemesh atzmi. The Rebbe is saying as follows, and this is a major statement in the soul concept of what the Rebbe wants to bring out. And first I'll explain it outside. The Rebbe explains that if the ray of the sun can shine down here to the earth, which is 93 million miles away, there is no question, definitely, that the rays of the sun find themselves within the sun. Because if they can shine 93 million miles away from the sun, so within the sun, for sure they're there. Even stronger than they are away from the sun. Correct? So he says, and I'm going to explain it outside and then we'll see the whole thing inside. The creation of the world is the speech of Hashem, that created the world. Like he spoke about Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasa, Asara Maimoris, the Maimi Yihir Okiya, Dvarcha Nitzav Hashemayim. Hashem spoke and the world became. But we discussed already previously that Hashem's speech is not that God forbid Hashem speaks, but like he spoke at the end of Perek Beis, it means a revelation of godliness. Just like when Nevi'im, prophets get prophecy, it's a revelation of Elokus, that transcribes itself, so to speak, into words. So the revelations of Hashem to create light was revealed in the letters Aleph Vav Resh, which stands for Or. And the revelation of Hashem came out in the level Resh Kuf Yud Ayin, so it becomes Rokia. But what is the power of Hashem? It's Hashem's speech. What is Hashem's speech? A revelation of something which is concealed. Just like we learn by a person. What is speech by a person? What I think you don't know, if I want to reveal my thoughts to you, I have to say it. So speech is not anything new. All it is revealing something which is hidden from you. So speech is a revelation of something concealed. So therefore, when the Torah says Hashem spoke, what does it mean Hashem spoke? Hashem revealed the hidden power that he had to create light, and light became created. But there's a fundamental difference, Dr. Rebbe is going to explain, between our speech and Hashem's speech. When we speak, our words leave us. Once you speak, as there's a very famous expression, that before you speak, your words, you control your words. After you speak, Your words control you. After you say something, that's it. It's said. It's gone. The damage has been done. Once you speak something and it's recorded, you can't take back what you said. You can't change what you said. You said it. That's it. Okay? Now the words control you. So when we speak, the words, the rays, so to speak, to give the analogy, the rays leave us. When it comes to Hashem, Hashem is all over. It's not shaykh to say the expression that Hashem's revelations leave him, because leave him means, like the sun. The sun is 93 million miles away. The sun is not here, so therefore we have only the rays of the sun. In the sun itself, Alter Rebbe is going to explain, there are no rays. All there is in the sun is sun. Even though there's no question that the rays of the sun exist within the sun, because if they can shine millions of miles away, they can definitely be revealed within the sun. But when you're in the source, all that exists is the source. The rays of the sun in the sun is only the sun. When you look at the sun, you don't say, oh, there's the sun in rays. All it is the sun. Why? Because the revelations in the presence of its source become completely bottled. If Hashem revealed himself in the creation of the world, and Hashem is all over, that means the rays of Hashem, the revelation of godliness that created the world, is the mashal of the rays of the sun within the sun. So all that exists is only Hashem. They're not even rays. There's not even the power of Hashem keeping the world in existence to say that it left Hashem and it's only a revelation of Hashem. That's also not true. Because revelation only exists where the source isn't. Where the source is, there is no revelation. All you have is the source. So if Hashem is all over, and yet Hashem is creating the world with speech, with revelation. So up to now, the Alter Rebbe spoke and wrote that, okay, what's keeping this book existing? The power of Hashem that's in the book. So therefore, what is the book really? It's not a book, it's the revelation of Hashem. Now the Alter Rebbe is taking it a step further. Not only is it a revelation of Hashem, but it's the revelation of Hashem within Hashem himself. So therefore, what is it? All it is Hashem. That means, what Alter Rebbe is explaining, Shaykh of Amunah, that it's not the pshat that there are things existing which are bottled to Hashem. The only thing that exists is Hashem. And that's what it means. Or we say, Einoid Mulvadai. Einoid doesn't mean, when the Pasuk says, you should know that God is God in heaven above and there's below, Einoid. It doesn't mean Einoid, there's no other God. Like Alter Rebbe asked, you can't even think there's no other God. Einoid means there's nothing but God. And now Alter Rebbe is explaining, why is there nothing but God? Because number one, the whole creation is the power of Hashem keeping it in existence. Without the power of Hashem, it can't exist. So what's making the table exist? The power of Hashem, the revelation of Hashem. That's one level of bit. Then Alter Rebbe says it's even worse than that. It's even better than that. It's not even a revelation of Hashem keeping the table existing, because the revelation of Hashem never left Hashem. It's all within Hashem, because Hashem's all over. And Hashem's speech never leaves him. Our speech leaves us, because I'm here and I'm not there. Therefore, my speech goes there, it's going where I'm not. Right? But Hashem, there isn't a place where he doesn't exist. So there's no such thing as Hashem's powers and revelations leaving Hashem, because there isn't a place that Hashem doesn't exist. So everything is a revelation of Hashem within Hashem. All it is Hashem. What? I'm going to be Jewish. Does God exist in that magazine? Is there a place God doesn't exist? No. The power for that magazine to be existing is from Hashem. The person that printed that magazine, the paper that magazine is often the power of Hashem. Right? Ay, it's something of evil, and something of tumah, and something which is no good. So what it really is, Hashem concealing himself to such an extent that not only don't you feel Elokus, you see and feel something which is against Elokus. But that itself is Elokus. Yes, yeah, so basically, what's the difference between a wall and a Sefer Torah?
One's more of a revelation, but
if you kiss a Sefer Torah, you're doing a good job. If you kiss a wall, they'll lock you up.
But it's all Hashem. It's just different revelations, but it's all Hashem.
Everything's Hashem.
You could bow to a person as Hashem.
Yeah. So the question is, why can't you bow to Aveda Zadid? You can say, hey, this is also God. Ain't it Movadi? All it is a Lukus. And if all it is a Lukus, you can bow to it. The answer is no. Because you can only bow to a revelation of Elokus, because that's where Elokus is doing, the object is doing what Hashem wants it to do. What's the definition of holiness?
Revelation of Hashem.
Isn't Hashem all over?
Yes. Right.
But all over, He's not revealed. A place which reveals godliness is holy. The pasuk says, Moleh chol haaretz kvaydei. God's glory is all over the place. Correct? So what's the Beis HaMikdash?
Great revelation.
So the answer is the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the Pshat. God is there more than He's somewhere. God is revealed there more than that. And that's what makes it holy. Why don't you speak? At my age, it's hard to hear. You have to speak louder.
A person that puts an idol, puts out a magazine that is not proper.
No.
Would you say that they're forcing Hashem into that stuff?
Their choice of doing evil, not the evil, the person's choice of doing evil is forcing Hashem to go to a place that Hashem doesn't want to be revealed in. If a person eats chazer, right? They're strengthening the power of evil that the chazer represents more than the chazer gets on its own. So basically, what are you doing? You're forcing Hashem to go somewhere, meaning to be revealed in a place where He doesn't want to be revealed. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
He's already there.
We call the shots. We make God holy, and we make Him unholy. What does that mean? And I'm using the word holy and unholy, because holiness is a revelation of godliness. Unholiness is a lack of revelation of godliness. Whether Hashem will be revealed or not, Hashem says, that's up to you. Whether you're going to reveal Elokus, meaning making the object holy, or making the object unholy, meaning concealing godliness, that Hashem cannot reveal Himself, that is torture that the Jew has the ability to make it or break it. And this is how the Maggid explains when it says in Pirkei Avos, you should know what's above you and you won't come to sin. So the Maggid said, da, you should know, what's going on upstairs is mimach from you. In Tilim we say every Shabbos and davening in the Shir HaMalison, it says Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your Tzil. Tzel literally means a shadow. The pasuk David HaMelech says and tell him, God is your shadow. You know what a shadow is? Not like the kids think. They go where the shadow goes. A shadow goes where you go. Correct? That's the definition of a shadow. You move, the shadow moves. Right? What does it mean Hashem is your shadow? Hashem goes where you go. You reveal, you do mitzvahs. Hashem is revealed in Kiddush. You do Aveiros, Hashem is forced to conceal Himself. And therefore the mashal that Chassidus brings down, and Musas from everybody brings down, you take the face of the king and you put it into the toilet.
So how is it that Hashem rules the world?
The only reason we have that ability is because it's like the husband says, I'm the boss in my house because my wife said so. Right? Meaning, Hashem gave us that ability. But you know what? He still does what he wants when it's not to get Torah mitzvahs. Whether somebody should live or not, somebody... Huh? Only in Torah mitzvahs. Everything else, God's the boss, without free choice. We only have free choice in Torah mitzvahs. Huh? Only in Torah mitzvahs. Like what? With what? We think we have free choice, but it's not. You don't have free choice where to live. We think we do. God chose where you're going to live. Hashem, mi Hashem mitzadi gever kainanu. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yeah. The world is one big bluff. Where? Yeah, but not last week. But that's the fact. Huh? He is the boss. Okay, it's like the father tells the kids or the mother tells the kids. You know? The kids can't say, if you could do, why can't I? Oh, and God doesn't. Maybe his interest is that the more concealed is, the more we accomplish. And the higher level Mashiach reveals himself based on the Aveda that we do. Hashem, you know, it says, the Rebbe once said that when you write a pinyan, the Rebbe was speaking about writing a pinyan for the Friedrich Rebbe. When you write a pinyan, the Rebbe said then, don't write to Megillus. Don't write long speeches. Because the Rebbe says, the Rebbe knows better than you what you need. The Rebbe said. The Rebbe knows better what you need than, so what are you writing Megillus? You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it. He knows what you really need, so just tell him to give you what you need. You start, you know, kolamesiv gareya. You start hacking a chaynik. I want this. You know, like a little kid says, I want a little toy. Chacham, ask for a big toy. I mean, you know, don't be foolish. Don't mess it up.
That's smart, though. She just wants Mashiach. That's not little.
It's very, very good. She gets the tzaddik award today. Okay, so this is what Alter Rebbe is explaining. So let's see it inside. V'amashal lezeh, and I'm sorry, v'inizeh poshet, that's simple. She'er v'ziv v'zeh yeshne gamke b'guf v'chei mekader Hashem ha'atzmei, she'bashmaim. There's no question that the ray of the sun finds itself within the sun. Why? She'mispashet u'mei l'merachah kol kach. Because if the revelation of the shine could be so far, kol shekin she'yuchel l'hoer b'mkei me'mamish, for sure it can shine in its place. If the sun, the ray of the sun can shine 93 million miles away from the sun, for sure within the sun, for sure it's there. Rak, but what's the difference? Shasham b'mekayme mamish, in the place of the sun, nechshev aziv azeh la'ayin ve'efes mamish, the rays of the sun are considered nothing. Why? Ki batul mamish b'metzias l'gabi guf kader ha'shemesh, because it's completely non-existent in comparison to the sun itself. Shumakud ha'er v'aziv hazeh, which is the source of it. She'aziv ha'er hazeh ein erak ha'odah me'idah me'guf etzim kader ha'shemesh. It's only a revelation from the essence of the sun. So within the sun, in fact, it's interesting because we mentioned this in Chassidus, sometimes it says that the light coming out of the sun is called yesh mi'ayin. Why? Sometimes that expression. Why? Because in the sun, it's ayin. There is no light. It's only sun. When does it become an entity? When it leaves the sun. So even though there is no question that there's the rays of the sun in the sun, because it has to start somewhere, it definitely starts within the sun. But over there, it's all so bottle, all it is the sun. When it leaves the sun, that's when it becomes something. So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain, though, by world, even the revelation of Elokus that makes the table exist is also not even in existence. Because it's only a ray of the essence of Hashem, which is really all over. It's the ray of the sun in the sun. It's the revelation of Hashem within Hashem. And therefore, the only thing that exists is not revelations. It's not, all it is Hashem himself.
Why did Hashem bother making the world?
Because he wanted the Rebbe Tachtonim. He wanted, and this is what the Alter Rebbe is going to explain. So why don't we know about it?
No, I mean, why
1 minute. Because the Eibishter made the concept called Tzimtzum. This contraction, this concealment, this limitation. What did the Eibishter want? That, and it's interesting, the Rebbe is going to explain later, that if there's nothing outside of Hashem, the concealment of God is also God. Because if the concealment of Hashem would be something that's not Hashem, then you have something outside of Hashem, and it can't be. By definition, it can't be. Right? So the concealment of Hashem is Hashem covering himself with himself. Now, according to Halacha, you can't cover yourself with yourself. If a man needs a yarmulke, he can't put his own hand on his head. Because then he's not covered. Because his hand is also him. Somebody else, another person, could put their hand on top of his head and it's a yarmulke. Can make a bracha, whatever. But your own hand and your head is not a covering. Because you can't cover yourself with yourself. It's like when kids go, they take their hands and cover their face so you can't see me. That's ridiculous because the hand is also me. You can't cover yourself with yourself and say you can't see me. What's unique about Simpson that we can't understand, obviously, Hashem is hiding himself with himself in such a way that you don't see him at all. Even though the concealment is also Hashem. Which basically means, as we say many times, a nice Hasidic jargon, the concept of Tzimtzum is that Hashem is where he isn't. Because Tzimtzum is also Hashem, yet it's a concealment of Hashem. So what is Tzimtzum? Hashem is where he isn't. And we can't understand that. How Tzimtzum is that Hashem covers himself with himself. And at the same time, we don't even see him. Not only we don't see him, we think he's not there. It goes even more, not that he's, you know, covered. As far as we're concerned, he's totally non-existent. And yet the whole existence of that symptom is the revelation of Hashem. How could that be? We can't understand it. And why did Hashem do Tzimtzum? Because he wanted the Rebbe Tachtein. He wanted a dwelling place down here. He was bored. Okay. That's the question. Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be happy we're his puppets. Because then we're the existence of Hashem. That's what being puppets. No, but the soul, which is a part of Hashem, is connected to Hashem, is no big deal. Because that's normal. That a part of Hashem is connected to Hashem is normal.
Yeah, but isn't the whole idea is to elevate the soul?
No. The soul doesn't need tikkun. The soul gets an elevation, but the soul doesn't need to be tikkun. Neshama atzma ein etzarach tikkun. The neshama itself does not need to be fixed. Neshama is a part of God. What does it need to be fixed for? It's perfect. The neshama becomes elevated, not that it needs to become perfected. Neshama is pure. Neshama shenasata bi tahedahi, it's pure, it's the highest level. The guf, the nefesh abamis, chelkei ba'olam, the part of the world around him. Now, how do you get a tikkun?
Wait, so what does the gilgul come for?
What?
Then what does the gilgul come back for?
Can we do one gun at a time?
Yeah.
Don't jump the gun.
Okay.
Now, you're already by the second Gilgul. I'm not even by the first time yet.
Okay.
Now, people, and again, we need to talk about this for hours, basically, but in one concept for the remaining few minutes. And next week there's no shir, don't forget. And then there's a shir, and then there's no shir, and then there's a shir. And then Yom Tov. Now, it's every other week until Yom Tov. Okay. Now, people, I'll give you a mashal. We learned this mashal many times. You know what a parakeet is? A parrot. Where a parrot is. Hello?
I hear you, yes.
Okay. People pay a lot of money for a parrot. And when a parrot talks, everybody, shh. They want to hear the parrot speak. Yeah? Any person with minimal amount of brains knows that a person talks much better than a parrot. And when people talk, they tell you, be quiet. And when a parrot talks, everybody wants to listen. What's the big deal of a parrot if people talk much better? What's the answer? It's a very simple thing. That people talk is normal. It's not exciting. That's expected. It's normal. It's routine. That a bird talks, that's something unique. And people like unique things. In a similar way, that a neshama is connected to Hashem, that is normal. It's expected. This is routine. That it does mitzvahs is no big deal. That the goof and the world does mitzvahs, that is a unique concept. Something which is completely concealing godliness. And yet, that goof does a mitzvah, connects itself to God. That is very special. And because it's special, Hashem likes it. And that's the marshal Siddhis gives, really Sir Rambam. What's the difference between a tzaddik and a baal tshuva? When a tzaddik serves Hashem, it's so to speak, yeah, what else is new? What else do you expect? It's not exciting. Of course he's serving Hashem. But yeah, that's what he's paid to do. A person who's a baal tshuva, who was sinning and was all the way to the left, and now that person is turning around and becoming a baal tshuva, Hashem says, hey, this is special, this is unique. So Chassidus explains, the Rebbe explains in Maimonides, that the neshama in Gan Eden, big deal, that it does mitzvahs. So the neshama in Gan Eden is the mashal of a tzaddik. The neshama coming down is the mashal of the baal tshuva. That a neshama in a goof, and a yetzahara, and all this garbage going on, and the neshama still does mitzvahs in the goof, that is a tremendous pleasure. That's in the Sava Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the tremendous pleasure that God has. So in order for that to happen, Hashem says, listen, if I have a world which you're revealing godliness and you do mitzvahs, so what else is new? What do you expect? Of course you're going to do mitzvahs. You feel godliness, of course you're going to do mitzvahs. You know what it's all about. Like Baditchever, as he does, he always stuck up for the Jews. The Baditchever once complained to Hashem, he said, God, you're not fair. Why? He says, all the temptations of the world you put in front of our eyes. And Gan Eden, you put in the books. What do we know about Gan Eden? From the books. Right? He said, Hashem, if you would put Gan Eden in front of our eyes and the temptations in the books, we would be much better. So what does the Eibishter want with this whole comedy show? The Eibishter says, I want to have excitement. What excitement do I want to have? I want to create a world that's tachtonim, the lowest of the low. Meaning, not that God is not present there, because Hashem's all over. But a world that has absolutely no perception, no feeling, no understanding, no recognition, nothing of godliness. And you know what I want? I want to live in that home. I want to reveal myself, like we said many times, in a house, you are who you are. In the street, you're not who you are. You're putting on a show for everybody. The real you is in the house. So Hashem says, you know what? I want to live, meaning I want to reveal my essence in such a place. You know why? Because that's enjoyment. How do you know people suffer? Is surgery good or bad? People are suffering. Nobody suffers in surgery. Pleasant dreams. Nobody suffers in surgery. Oh, and when they wake up, they don't have pain. Okay.